As part of its Power the Future package a few years ago, We Energies was allowed to build 1,200 megawatts of new coal-fired generating capacity near an existing power plant in Oak Creek. The new plant is called the Elm Road Generating Station. But We Energies concedes the plant only operated about 20% of the time last year. Company spokesman Brian Manthe says that's due to orders from a Midwest power supply operator and low natural gas prices that made it cheaper to boost operation of a gas-fired plant. But Manthe says Elm Road really cranked up when the weather got very hot last summer.
The two new units actually at times were operating beyond their rated capacities at a time when there was power needed from every possible source in the Midwest.
Manthe says with natural gas prices going up this year, he expects Elm Road to run more. But Michael Vickerman of Renew Wisconsin says We Energies ratepayers still have to keep paying for Elm Road and aren't getting much for their investment.
Considering that large plants like that are only cost effective when they operate at least 75 to 80% of the time, the ratepayers are taking a soaking.
Vickerman says maybe We Energies will get more power from Elm Road when the firm retires some older coal-fired units. But he says in the meantime, ratepayers are paying for a mostly sleeping giant with dollars that instead could have gone to finance more renewable energy projects like solar. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.